USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington despite Republican attempts to derail the progress. So says Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a major win for the American people and a sad commentary on the Republican Party as they actively fight provisions that lower costs for the American family.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats aren't reading the room correctly.
Amazingly, Senate Democrats are misreading the American people's outrage as a mandate for yet another reckless taxing and spending spree.
The bill is moving forward without language allowing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that had to go. Warren Buffett's company reported a near $44 billion loss in the second quarter, but Berkshire Hathaway's many operating companies generally performed well. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Indiana became the first state in the post-Roe world to pass a near-total ban on abortion. Come September 15th, the procedure will only be allowed in cases of rape, incest, lethal fetal abnormality, or when the procedure is necessary to prevent severe health risk or death. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed the bill shortly after passage. It was a bitter debate, even among Republicans, some of whom did not support the proposal. One of the Hoosier State's largest employers says that the new law will hinder its ability to attract talent. Eli Lilly, which employs well above 10,000 employees at its base in Indianapolis, said in a statement that the new law will force them to plan for more employment growth outside of its home state. President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 one week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A scientist wanted to make a point, but they wound up making an apology instead. From Los Angeles, here's USA Radio's Ellie Andrews.
A French scientist is apologizing after tweeting a photo of a slice of chorizo, claiming it was an image of a distant star taken by the James Webb Space Telescope. The post was retweeted and commented upon by thousands of users who took the scientist by his word. After facing a backlash, he apologized for the hoax, saying his intention was to, quote, urge caution regarding images that seem to speak for themselves, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued, accusing Twitter of misleading his team about the true size of its user base and other problems he says amount to fraud and breach of contract. The two sides are headed to trial in Delaware this fall. Talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay a total of $49.3 million to the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis for claiming the Sandy Hook school shooting that took Lewis's life was a hoax. More than $40 million of the total is for punitive damages. I'm Kenneth Burns.